Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome back to Daily Breath. This is Deepak Chopra. Today I want to talk about a term that I introduced previously. It's called vasana. It's a Sanskrit word which means unconscious choices. So what would be that? Well, when you reach for your third cup of coffee, even though you have no desire to drink it anymore, but you do it automatically anyway. Or when you reach for that third helping, even though your stomach is full. Or you reach for that dessert or that extra glass of wine, even though you're already intoxicated or having a sugar high. These are unconscious choices. And they are based on past experiences and memories or interpretation of past experiences. That was a happy experience, that was a sad experience, etc. And they consciously determine our choices. Be aware of an unconscious choice by bringing it to your conscious awareness. Same thing. Before you reach out for that cup of coffee or that dessert or that drink or that food or anything, just take a moment and observe yourself making that choice. That'll break the circuit of unconscious choices. And if we understand this, if we understand that all the time, in every moment of our existence, we are making choices. Just understand this. And if we are aware of those choices, then there are certainly certain choices, even unconscious choices, that enhance our well-being. Let's say you're used to unconsciously smiling every time you look at another face. That's a good vasana. We call that the white vasana. It just means the illumined vasana. But every time you see another person, if you scowl, that would be called a dark vasana. And it's so interesting that at the depths of our being, we have both these. We are full of paradox, ambiguity, contradiction. And as I've mentioned before, we have light and shadow, all of that. So we have white vasana, dark vasana, mixed vasana. And the goal is just to be observant of those vasanas. And that becomes the spiritual life, to wear down vasanas so that clarity can be achieved. Wear them down by ignoring them or becoming conscious of them. Not ignoring them in the sense that you are not aware of them, ignoring them in the sense that you don't act on them. And you don't act on them by bringing them to the surface of your awareness. The more you do this, the more clarity, the more creativity, the more fun in life, every moment, freedom. Let's pause there.